and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Thursday.
It is. It's a good Thursday.
It is.
Not everybody's getting it, but there's pretty good rain just came through.
I must be good luck because the two times I've been here this week, yeah. It's rained.
We might need to send you to Woodward.
Oh, yes. That might be a good idea.
Yeah. And anyway, it shows here at the studio we have had 56 100s.
That's good.
Or 561 thousands. However you want to look at that. Anyway, good rain through some parts of western Oklahoma. There's some more rain still out in the Texas Panhandle, but that cold front is moving through. It just went through Cheyenne and Butler and Watonga, and so it's 40 degrees at Slap Out and Beaver. 61 at Hollis, so that's a 20-degree swing.
Wow.
Yep. 48 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 49 at Butler, 44 at Sealand, 41 at, what is that? That's Freedom. The new mezzanine is really cool, but used to you could
see the name of the town. Now you can't do it unless you click on it.
Unless you click on it. I don't want to click on all of them. Anyway, everything's good. Out in the West Texas Panhandle, or East Texas Panhandle out west, how's that? 41 at Lipscomb, 36 at the Paladura Reservoir, 44 at Miami, 52 at Dozer, 60 degrees at Goodlet, and it's 67 degrees at Odell. Do you remember where Odell's at?
It's by the Red River.
South Alps.
Yes.
South
I was
Alps.
Like, it's almost into Texas. I remember that part of it.
Anyway, we got a full show today. It is. Guess what it is?
What?
Guess what day it is?
It's Thursday.
What other day is it?
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my God. It is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour brought to you by...
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
Got it. Also, Monty, if you're listening, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I didn't get my hat, my orange and black Oklahoma Farm Bureau hat. I still haven't gotten it.
Yeah, you're the only one in here that doesn't have a Farm Bureau hat.
I know.
Hat on.
I don't see what the holdup is.
Yeah, anyway, so we got to get that taken care of. We got more on the Oklahoma Farm Bureau coming up in the next segment. I don't even know where to start. Let's start first by mentioning a bull sale.
I think that's a great idea.
The Penny News, the new one, is hot off the press this morning. And guess what? The Jimmy's Bull and Female sale calendar has grown again. It's on a roll. Briefly, the Bexler Ranch Bull Sale is coming up March 25th. The Red Dirt Roundup Chain Ranch is coming up March 25th. The Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale is coming up March 25th. The Ludington Cattle Bull Sale is coming up March 27th. The McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale is coming up March 27th. I'm going to stop right there. Take a break. Tell us about the little Miss McIntyre, what she did at OYE yesterday.
Yes. So Chloe Sue McIntyre from Cheyenne FFA, she won champion Charlay.
Yeah, congratulations, Miss Chloe.
Pretty awesome.
She's the fifth person that's either got champion or supreme that was on the show during FFA weeks here in when we was doing them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so either you and I have influence on the judges.
Okay.
Or it's just good luck to come be on the show before OYE.
I think it's good luck.
All right. And then carry on with the bull sales. Harrison Cattle Company production sales coming on. And that'll be at a Rapid Hole. That'll be March 28th. The Reds in the Heartland, April 1st. And the Hober Stockyard Spring Replacement Sale is coming up April 29th. Speaking of the Red River Red Angus, that's a lot of red. Bull and Female Sale is coming up Saturday, March 25th, and it will be at 1 o'clock. Approximately 40 2-year-old Red Angus bulls, 10 to 15 21 2021 registered cows with February calves. Live streaming sale day with online bidding if you register in advance on cribredangus.com. For more information, call Mr. Cody Cribbs at 580-481-9449 or Colby Crawford, 580-318-3211. Or just pick up the Penny News, go to page 4, and they got a huge ad in there. Anyway, the calendar deal is working out really well. Everybody's enjoying it, and they said it's been helping out quite a bit with the sales, they think. Let's check out some grain prices. Want to?
Sure. All those numbers.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my numbers are not black and red. They are green and red. And
green is good.
Yeah. And so it looks like today, it looks like a bunch of elves are playing something on this thing because it's everywhere, all over the place. Corn for May is 632, July 616, September 566. Soybeans for May are down a little bit again today, 1485. For July, it's 1470. August is 1426. Soybean meal, May 23rd, 47410, a short ton. July, 46620. Soybean oil for May, 5711. July is 5717. Hard red winter wheat. May, 813, down about 6 today. And July is down 5 at 804. Oats are down a little bit. May is 345, and July is 346. And cotton is down a little bit. It's down again below the 80 mark. It's at 79 cents for May, and so is July. Anyway, got that going on. Crude oil is back up just about 50 cents, not too bad, at 68.10 for West Texas Intermediate. Natural gas is at 250 for April, and S&P is up a little bit today, not too bad, it's in pretty good shape. The Japanese yen.
What is that?
It's their money. It's the only money in the green today. So it was the only thing in the green yesterday. Anyway, we got lots coming up. I'll talk about cattle here in this next segment. And, hey, talk about the grand drive tonight. You want to?
Oh, before we go to break? At OIE. Tonight's the grand drive.
Yeah, because them people from right out here in this county.
Yeah.
First time ever. This is going to be the first one ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So Tanner Newton, Reese Hightower, Layton Freeze, who I interviewed from Marion. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Aiden Wood and Mason Tucker will be recognized at the OIE Grand Drive for first ever Grand Drive. Wow, that's a mouthful. Hold on. Let's start that over. This is a lot. First ever Grand Champion Shotgun Shooting Sports Team, as well as Grand Champion Trap. Wow, that was a mouthful, but yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. And then Dason Harmon, Hudson Dyer, Landon Loberger, and Jaden Acuna, and Tristan Easter. I'm sorry if I messed up any of those names, guys. I'm not a good name reader.
They're used to it with me.
Yeah. But they will also be recognized as the Grand Sporting Clay Team. And this statewide tournament was held last fall.
Last fall. Yeah. Yep. OIE put it on. It's first ever.
I remember seeing that on Facebook.
Sad news about this whole situation with them guys getting to go out in the big arena tonight at 6 o'clock. They don't get to arrive in the limo.
Oh. That's sad. They need a bigger limo.
Yeah, they do.
Petition for a bigger limo.
So
for OIE.
If those guys that run that up there, Norvell and some of them other guys, if they're listening, which are probably not, they're busy as crap up there.
They're probably doing something.
We need a bigger limo or get another one.
Yes.
And anyway, congratulations to them guys. The shooting sports has come a long ways. And OIE, with the help of Monty Tucker and Paul Hightower and some other people that I can't remember off the top of my head, helped get that started. And that was 600 and something shooters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A lot of shotgun shells.
Yeah.
And a lot of burn-up barrels, I'm guessing. But anyway, they did good. I'm glad for them. And then there was a young lady from Sweetwater. What was her name?
You're going to make me
blush. You wrote it down.
I know. I don't know how to say her last name, though. Zoe Carlisle.
Carlisle.
It looks like Carlisle.
It's Carlisle.
I told y'all guys, I'm bad with names. Zoe Carlisle sang the national anthem to kick OIE off this morning. And she's from Sweetwater.
Yeah, she's from Sweetwater, FFA.
Small town girl.
Matter of fact, she was in here.
I don't think I interviewed her. No. I don't think that was my day.
Yeah, it wasn't your day. Anyway, she was in here, and she did a great job, too. She sings beautifully.
Oh, so, I can imagine. Anyway. I can't. So.
OIE, man. They got. I don't know what it is about this OIE this year, but it's crazy.
I think I have seen more kids from Western Oklahoma get recognized for something, like all over Facebook, in the last 2 weeks than I have ever seen, probably.
What do you think it helps that Casey Shepherd, that does all that advertising from up there and all those interviews, she's from Canute. You think that helps?
Probably. I would say so. Yeah,
she does a good job. I watch her all the time. She's funny, too. That helps. Anyway, we come back. We got cattle to talk about and some things to talk about the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age-advantaged Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18-month-old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
My name is Ken. I'm a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. I quit smoking using the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Smoking was a huge part of my life for over 30 years. I became so tired of it taking time and money away from the things that were important to me. I had to take action. I called the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. The helpline gave the support I needed to finally quit. If I can do it, anyone can.
Call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. A program of TSAT.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Breaking news. Somebody from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is on their way to Oklahoma City to get your cap.
Good.
The Oklahoma Farm Bureau salutes all the youth at OYE and is proud supporter of the world's largest youth livestock show and Ag's Mechanic Contest. We always forget about them, but it's becoming a big thing, especially with scholarships. We also salute the parents, grandparents, ag teachers, and 4-H leaders that help make it happen. And one more salute to the family, friends, and neighbors that stay on the farm and continue to feed the world while our competing families are away at the big show. And that's the truth. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is super proud of the trophy we continue to receive 13 years in a row now of being the largest volume buyer of Oklahoma youth at the Sale of Champions at OYE. That's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a member and kid or grandkid makes the sale at OYE, please remind us by contacting your county office. I just sent you a big text, Monty. I know lots of people around here. Anyway, I don't know if they're a member or not, but buy them anyway. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by our office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579. 497-2579. Or go to okfarmbureau.org. okfarmbureau.org. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
You're getting there. Anyway, we got one more thing. What was that other thing you got over there?
I don't know. I got paper. I got bull sales. I've got records at OYE.
Records. Let's talk about that. We're talking about OYE before we get to the cattle deal.
Yes.
Was that crazy last night?
I read this morning, and I was like, oh, my goodness, that's insane.
Yeah.
Because they broke the record just like 2 years ago, and they broke it again.
Twice last night.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
So records fell last night at the Oklahoma Youth Expo Night of Stars gilt sale. 131 gilts sell for a record of $1.25 million.
That's a lot of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon. Over $9,534 per head average. New OYE and national record for a gilt of $92,000 for the 75th pig in the sale. She was the 31st dark cross. Congrats to Jaylee Buck of, is this Kiefer or Kiefer?
Kiefer.
Kiefer?
Yeah.
Kiefer FFA. It's like Kiefer. Kiefer? Kiefer? It's Kiefer.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Kiefer. Kiefer FFA. The lesson here, when they are lining people up for the sale, you might want to be there.
Somebody must have missed their deal, huh?
Yeah. By the way, the Reserve Supreme Crossbred shown by Gage Winners of Altos FFA, I believe we talked about him a few weeks ago, sold for $80,000, and that was the new OYE record for about an hour.
Yeah.
Till Jaylee Buck brought her gilt in. It's pretty cool. I have a hard time wrapping around my head. That a gilt can go for $92,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. And congratulations to Gage Winner.
Yeah.
The family is in our listening area at Altus.
Yep.
I always announce his names all the time at those shows when I help out with them.
Mm-hmm.
One's here at Weatherford and Elk City. So they know their hogs.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it says here the previous record price for a gilt at OYE was in 2021, and it was $60,000 paid for two different gilts. So that's quite a jump.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, this shows you that people are supporting our habit.
Yes.
Before I forget, the weather in the Texas Panhandle.
Yeah, you might want to give them their weather.
Wellington, right now, it's 53 degrees. Humidity's at 78. Dew point's at 47. The north wind is hit there.
Oh.
It's 26 miles an hour with gusts up to 31 right now. They must have got some rain last night because the other day they hadn't had any all month. Right now, 0.36, 36 one-hundredths of an inch, all probably come today. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. That's going to change in the next few days. And the 8-inch soil temperature is warming up. It's at 55 degrees, and that's what's happening out there. Okay, let's check out what's happening with the cattle. Let me refresh it. Live cattle for April is up today, 162.52. June is 157.12. August is 156.95. Live cattle for October, 161.55. Feeder cattle for March, 189.60. April is 195.32. Lean hogs for April, 80.15. May, 88.12. June, 93.65. And before I forget, OIE has an app, a free download app on your phone. You can download it or go to on Facebook on OIE. Last year is the first year they come in there with that big explosion and all these fireworks and showing up in the limos like it's a big PBR rodeo.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so if you want to watch that, it'll be on tonight. The event starts at 6, and I noticed they said the gates will be locked by 8, so it doesn't last that long.
That's only 2 hours.
And when they lock the gates, they lock the gates. So anyway, if you guys want to watch that tonight, that'll be cool because there are a lot of kids from out here in Western Oklahoma, Arnett, Woodward, Cheyenne twice now.
Yes.
Sophia Estrada also did very well, and from Cheyenne. So we'll have some kids from, I think it's all Supreme tonight, but still. And Jancy, she got your partner in crime.
My partner in crime.
Yeah, she's Supreme overall haired sheep weather.
That's a math goal.
So anyways, she's got that going on. What else we got here real quick? Yes, I got to mention this. I got to mention this all the time because they really want people to be here. Make plans, please, in Beckham County next Thursday at 10 a.m. March 23rd at the Beckham County Barn is a Beckham County FSA producer meeting. Programs to discuss farm loan options, LIP, ELAP, LFP, CRP, NAP, ERP, Phase 2, PARP. I almost did it without stuttering. Anyway, I did. Brian texted in the other day, said, you need to learn up on this.
Yeah. Well, I got her abbreviations.
I got her to get the, she's good on the last letter. She knows what program is
yeah.
now. So anyway,
for program.
They really want you to attend this meeting. There's at least 200 producers in Beckham County. And it's hard to do them, explain all this one at a time to all of them. So if you will please attend this deal next the producer meeting, it will really help them out if you would show up so they don't have to repeat this 200 times.
Yeah.
Now, there's only 3 or 4 people in that office. So anyway, so it really helped out. And there's a lot of important stuff coming out this year, so you need to be on top of it. And anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Lyle Shaw. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
He's the big dog owner of Blair Tire.
Blair Tire.
Yeah.
Tiny he's gonna, can of Blair.
Yeah, he's going to come on here, and them, Firestone, and Western Equipment out of Altus has got a big thing coming up next week that you want to be sure and attend. So where he's going to tell us a little bit about it when we come back, and then we're going to continue on. We got some stuff from OSU, from Dr. Peel, and some other stuff to go. And we'll be back right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 10th. 1,449 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 485 brought 238. 5 at 509 brought 243. 10 at 555 brought 241. 4 at 609 brought 225. 7 at 723 brought 193. 8 at 879 brought 177. 4 at 940 brought 137. 7 head of heifers at 402 brought 223. 4 at 479 brought 206. 5 at 577 brought 192. 11 at 600 brought 185. 15 at 670 brought 182.50. 12 at 693 brought 183. 10 at 699 brought 175. Butcher cow. Cows were 60 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 51 to 125.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1950. Pairs brought 385 to 2325. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday, 9 a.m. If you can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
There we go. Good deal. Have you got our northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast?
I do. I picked Sealing, Oklahoma today. I kind of switched it up a little bit. I think last time I picked Alva, and I feel like I picked Alva a lot.
Yeah, you do. Because it starts with an A.
Probably. So I picked Sealing today. It is 44 degrees outside, and it feels like 35 degrees. Dew point today is 35 degrees. Humidity is 73%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 22 miles an hour, and wind gusts are going to get up to about 30 miles an hour today. So hold on to your hats. And your sun is going to set at 7:44 p.m. today.
Hold on to your hats, us people that have hats.
Yeah, can't relate. Okay. Still waiting on mine.
Yep.
Yep. Today, you can expect a 60% chance of rain showers, and with a high of 60 degrees, winds are going to get up and stay out of the north up to 28 miles an hour today. Tonight, it's going to get down to a low of 23 degrees. It's going to be partly cloudy. It's still going to be windy. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 50 degrees. Winds are going to shift from the northwest to the north at 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a low of 23 degrees, and it's going to be a little breezy, but it's not going to be as bad as it is right now. Saturday is looking to be 45, Sunday is going to be 46, and next week on Monday it's looking to be 52 degrees.
Back to spring. Well, have you ever had you know how expensive tires are on tractors and swathers and combines?
They're ginormous.
Huh?
They're ginormous.
Yeah.
Whenever I stand next to one, I'm only 5'3", so whenever I stand next to one, my head doesn't even reach the top of it.
Well, we know how big they are. Do you know how expensive they are?
Yeah. Well, the bigger they are, the more expensive they are.
Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Lyle Shaw. He owns Blair Tire. They're in Blair, Oklahoma, and they have an air pressure clinic coming up next week. Welcome to the show, Mr. Shaw.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
We're doing good. We're just trying to have a little fun, but sometimes it just don't pan out. Anyway, you guys...
Always gotta have fun.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have fun. Well, you sent me that deal, your printout on what's going on next week. I love your theme you got going. If you like barbecue and lower fuel costs, this clinic is for you. That's awesome.
Firestone Ag came up with that.
And with that, that's going on next, what is that, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Next Wednesday from 9 to 12 at Western Equipment and Outfitters, 3 times Broadway. It's going to be very informative. They're going to have people on site from the Des Moines plant, from the distributors throughout the cross country. I don't know. Remember, I'm not sure how many people will be down.
Hey, Lyle, you got me on speaker?
No.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you. Okay, cool. Sorry.
No, I don't have you on speaker.
There, that's good right there. We can hear
but
you
anyway,
now.
Anyway, there are going to be several engineers out there playing any and all tire questions, double issues, they're going to show you how to get us to come out and set the air pressures up so that you'll have less compaction, more traction, get more done out of your fuel consumption. On their test facility in Columbia, Ohio, which is, a closed test, but still it shows a 4% decrease in fuel consumption if you get your air pressure and your ballast and everything set in your tractors like they're supposed to. And that right there is as high as fuel is. I mean, that right there is, that's a lot there.
Yeah, and with the cost of fuel nowadays, every penny counts.
Correct. Yeah, I mean it's outrageous. Tires are outrageous. You want they're going to show you how to make them last long. Get a bit more for your money. Make the tire last longer. Do more work. Try to show you how to make the tire work for you. So the tractor itself produces the power, but the tire has to hold it to the ground for it to produce. So nearly all the work on a Firestone or on a not a Firestone on a tractor tire goes on between the bead and the ground. And a lot of times you'll go look at a tractor tire and it'll have all the treads that come on the thing, but it'll cycle. Well, all the work on a regular tractor tire goes on between the tread and the rim. You see what I mean? All the power, torque, everything is that's where it is. So.
Right.
Lots of times that's one of the issues there that they'll address on why is my tire look new and the sidewall's bad. Well, it's probably been over 1,000,000 acres and got 6,000 hours on it. That's one reason, possibly.
Right.
Sometimes they prematurely fail. If they prematurely fail, you have any trouble with Firestone Ag tire, you call us and we will be there and we will warranty it right there on the spot and we will take care of you.
And that's what I'm talking about. And you guys do a good job because I use you on my irrigation and on my tractor tires and stuff. You guys do a wonderful job. And Matt and them guys, they know what they're doing.
Matt, all I do here is I answer the phone and I write the check. you're not going to find any better employees or any more dedicated employees to take care of stuff. They know what they're doing. They go out, they take care of it, and if something breaks or we break something or something goes wrong, we fix it. We accept responsibility. We're going better. We're going to be there. We're going to take care of it. If you have issues with warranty issues with the Firestone, Michelin, the BKT, about any kind of tire, if you get the call, we will try to do our best to take care of it.
I know you will. And well, that air pressure clinic is next Wednesday, March 22nd,
correct.
From 9 to 12, and it'll be at Western Equipment there in Altus, correct?
3008 East Broadway.
Yes.
Western Equipment in Altus, and you get free food. And they're going to have four $250 gift certificates to buy. I don't know. I think they're going to be just cards. I think you can spend them anywhere. We'll give you a $250 Firestone gift card. You go to Walmart, buy some tires. We'll be tickled to death.
As long as you use them. Well, where I'm coming. I got to get my swather tire. Anyway, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here. And I'll mention this a few more times before next Wednesday and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank everybody at Southwest Oklahoma, the best customer base in the world. We appreciate you and thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lyle. Bye. That's Lyle Shaw, owner of the Blair Tire there and Feed. They got a feed store there, too, and Blair. And so, anyway, that deal's coming up next week, next Wednesday, March 22nd, from 9 to 12. Like I said, if you like barbecue, you don't want to miss this clinic. And so, anyway, thank you again. Also coming up, starting this weekend. Is that right? Nope, that ain't right. That's the wrong one. Hang on.
We got too many papers. on here.
I ain't even got the right one, so I'll come back to it later. You got a deal over there on your computer on bovine.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Bovine leukemia virus, or BLV, is what they abbreviated it as. So, BLV appears to be changing in the United States. A recent study of cattle in eastern Kansas found that 42 out of 44 herds had at least one cow test positive for BLV. The same study found 55% of the cattle tested were positive for BLV. This is in contrast to the 1997 National Animal Health Monitoring System report, in which BLV was found in 38.7% of the beef cattle operations, and 11.5% of all cows tested were positive for BLV. BLV is a retrovirus capable of causing cancer in cattle. The disease that is caused by the virus may be referred to as, bear with me, this is a weird word, enzootic bovine leukosis, or EBO. We love abbreviations around here, so we don't have to pronounce the whole thing. Malignant lymphoma, or lymphosarcoma. I'm not a doctor, but I did that one. Yeah. Most cattle infected with the virus remain asymptomatic or show no clinical signs of the disease. However, BLV is responsible for production losses due to increased veterinary cost, reproduction inefficiency, decreased milk production, deaths, and carcass contamination at slaughter. Cattle become infected with the virus when blood or body fluids is transferred between animals. Lymphocytes, a particular white blood cell, see, not a doctor, but we're going to wing it, are the specific cells that are infected with the virus. Many different routes of transmission of BLV have been proposed, but more research is needed to fully understand BLV transmission. So it's kind of a little unknown on how it's transmitted between animals.
We're going to start putting masks on cattle.
I hope not. Let's not. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. But cattle that are infected with BLV have three possible outcomes. The most common outcome is the animal appears normal. Another 30% of the cattle will have an elevated lymphocyte count that is referred to as persistent lymphocytosis, or PL is what they call that. The last outcome is cancer. However, less than 5% of the cattle with BLV will ever develop lymphosarcoma. So don't worry too much about it, because it's low probability. Most of them appear normal, so there's really no need to freak out if you do see signs. But
I had my first case of baby calf scours spotted this morning, so I come to the vet, got me some stuff. I'm heading back out there after the show, tackle that little rascal and give it to him, give him a couple pills and a shot, and we'll be all good to go.
Yeah,
that's the first one I've had in 15 years.
Really?
I've been lucky, so knock on wood, that's the only one we got. Cattle markets are approaching the end of the first quarter of 2023 on a very strong note. Animal prices across the board have been very robust. Fed cattle have traded above 165. 7 to 8 weight feeder cattle have traded above 190. 5 to 6 weight calves traded above just a little short of the 235 mark. Live cattle's futures approach within $11 per hundredweight of all-time high prices established in November of 2014, when we finally started getting a little rain and we were coming out of the 2012 drought. However, feeder cattle are well below their records due to the strength in the forage and feed grain market. Cow quality hay is routinely above $200 a ton now, and corn has only recently shown weakness to press below $6 a bushel on the board. Cash basis in the southern plains continue to hold at $1 over. It is rather possible that this strength is a usual spring season, seasonal rally come early. Unusual. Let's go with that one. That looks, they misspelled it, not me. There may be more up moves for the second quarter, but that would likely require changes in fundamentals we can't see right now. Recent beef export news has been disappointing, whereas pork and chicken exports have been strong. The relative protein prices do much to explain this result. While retail margins have remained wide, in contrast, packer margins narrowed considerably, and I bet there's people out there clapping their hands right now, through the fourth quarter of 2022. These margins are large compared to what is typically observed in the first quarter of the year, but defining what is typical and what is the new norm is difficult given the events of the past 5 years. The one big change possible in the four category is to return to more normal forage and feed grain prices. If that's the case, then feeder cattle and calves are rather undervalued. But that will take a retreat from the cost of grain that is between $1.30 and $1.50 per pound. This is a major change in current fundamentals that would result in further strength in the calf market. Last but not least, all in all, the first quarter of 23 looks to be more of a return to market conditions observed prior to 2016 and 17. Tighter supplies and thinner margins, which will make more pronounced by any herd rebuilding. But this appears to be little of that in the 2023 as beef cow liquidation continues at a very strong pace. Again, there is more and more evidence of normal operations through the supply chain. In particular, the volume of Saturday fed cattle slaughter is off considerably compared to last year, whereas the Monday to Friday slaughter has increased. How about that? Anyway, I don't know. I got my suspicions on that article right there, because the grain prices and stuff dropped back. Our input cost has dropped off some. Fertilizer cost has gone off and chemicals have come down a little bit, but not to where they was when they're talking about this $1.30 and $1.50 stuff going back down.
Yeah.
So anyway, we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. So let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Want to?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, let's go.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Get ready for endless fun, because the spring break season pass sale at Six Flags Over Texas is here. It even comes with a free platinum upgrade and parking, and you can splash down at Hurricane Harbor Arlington for free. Plus a whole season of amazing events, including Fright Fest and epic rides like the new Aquaman Power Wave, coming soon. All starting at $7.99 a month after initial payment. Get your pass now, just in time for spring break. See details at SixFlags.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frames. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,947 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 523 brought 241. 11 at 641 brought 205. 13 at 755 brought 188. 15 at 783 brought 188.50. 11 at 853 brought 179.50. 24 at 874 brought 178. 33 at 973 brought 174. 12 head of heifers at 346 brought 210. 19 at 520 brought 206. 16 at 604 brought 190. 22 at 658 brought 184.50. 7 at 674 brought 169. 17 at 827 brought 175. 13 at 932 brought 167. Butcher cows were 30 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 122.75. Bred cows were 800 to 1310. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign and call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So if you get a cap like mine.
Yeah.
Are you going to join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau?
Yeah. Huh? Sure.
All right. It's just $37.50. I mean,
yeah.
You paid less for your shoes.
Yeah. True that. True. You got a point. You have a point there.
I did.
That's a good point.
You spent $1,000 on a dress and $33 on a pair of shoes. I don't
that
get
was,
it.
That was a bit of an exaggeration, I think.
Well, same thing. You drove to Dallas. That cost money.
So, okay.
So, do you have Hobart Farm and Garden's long-range forecast?
I do have Hobart's Farm and Garden Ranger. I picked out this today. It is 58 degrees, and it feels like 58 degrees. Dew point is 54 degrees today. Humidity is 86%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 24 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 30 miles an hour today. Your sun is going to set at 7:45 p.m. We've got a few warnings and advisories. We're in a severe thunderstorm warning until 1:15 p.m. today, and we're in a wind advisory until 10 p.m. tonight, so be aware of that. Then today, you can expect a high of 70 degrees, winds shifting from the west to north at 30 miles an hour. Tonight, there's a low of 29 degrees, and winds are going to stay at 28 miles an hour. So like I said earlier, hold on to your hats because it's going to be breezy for the next few days.
Yeah, next three from what I see.
Yeah. Tomorrow is going to be 52, winds up to 15 miles an hour. Saturday is going to be 53, winds up to 12 miles an hour. Sunday, it's going to be 48, winds getting up to 14 miles an hour. And Monday, it's going to be 50, with winds getting up to 17 miles an hour. So it's going to be windy.
Yep. It sure is. Well, you know, I said knock on wood a while ago.
Yeah.
This listener text in, just the FYI about knocking on wood, comes from old German beliefs that knocking on trees brought out the good fairies to bless the field for a good harvest.
I did not know this.
Well, I didn't either. Now we both know. Anyway,
it's interesting.
I've been trying to do this since Tuesday. I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
Combine sales are up. Tractor sales.
We talked about this the last time I was here. We missed it.
Tractor sales falling back to pre-pandemic levels in February. Sales for combine harvesters continued triple-digit growth, while overall tractor sales fell in February, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the AEM. With the technology in today's equipment, especially harvesters, it's no surprise to see that the segment continues to grow as farmers look to increase the yields they can get with these new units, says Mr. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President, Industry Sectors and Product Leadership at the AEM. On the tractor side, most of those losses are results of overly hot sales of small units during the pandemic. With overall sales reverting to near their five-year average, this is more of a return to norm than anything. Tractor sales. Total farm tractor sales for February 2023 were down 19.4% from 22. Year-to-date, the AEM reports 27,921 total farm tractors were sold as of February of this year, down from 33,716 last year. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower range as follows. Sales for two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors were down 25% with 8,785 sales this year, 11,801 this time last year, Year-to-date, AME reports 16,750 tractors have been sold in this category, and that's down from 22,197 at the same time last year. That's quite a few, 5,000 and something. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors were down 12.9% with 3,566 sales this year, 4,092 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 7,300 tractors have been sold in this category, 8,150 this time last year. Sales for two-wheel drive 100 horse plus tractors in February were up 2.7. Get back into the big boy tractors and we'll get it going. Was at 1,518 sales this year, and it's up from 1,478 last year. So year-to-date, AEM reports 3,354 tractors have been sold in this category, and that's up about 400 from the same time last year. Here's the big boy tractors. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were up 55% in February with 265 sales this year, 171 last year. Year-to-date, 484 tractors have been sold, and that's up, my math real quick, 91 from last year. Combine sales. Sales for self-propelled combines were up in February, up 165%, with 530 sales this year compared to 200 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 1,007 combines have been sold as of February. That's up 405 combines at about $1 million a piece from last year.
Wow.
That's a lot of moolah.
That is a lot of moolah.
Yeah, that's a very
lot. Like
yep. What do you got out there for our friends out in the Texas Panhandle on soil moisture?
I got a little something.
Okay.
Two Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service agronomists. I don't even know if that's how you say that. Agronomists. That's what we're going to go with. Calvin Trostel and Ronnie Schnell said the soil moisture conditions have changed.
You say that like I do.
Schnell.
Is it agronomist?
Agronomist. That's what it looks like. Anyway, quit distracting me while I'm reading this. They said the soil moisture conditions have changed dramatically for parts of the state while other parts continue to deal with various levels of drought. East Texas and far west Texas, including El Paso County, are faring well and are considered out of the drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Some parts, especially large swaths of central Texas and the Panhandle, are mired in extreme or D3 to exceptional or D4 drought levels, according to the Drought Monitor. D3 drought levels indicate major crop and pasture losses, as well as widespread water shortages and restrictions. D4 levels indicate exceptional widespread crop and pasture loss and water shortages in reservoirs and wells at emergency stages. Trostel said there are stark differences around the Panhandle, which range from moderate to exceptional drought levels, but even within the Drought Monitor's picture of Texas's water and soil moisture condition.
Getting back.
Welcome back.
Got some severe weather down there.
Apparently.
South, yep, down there. Looks like, according to my deals, straight south of Hobart, around Snyder and Tipton.
And Medicine Park.
Elmer, Frederick, yeah, Cash, Medicine Park, all in there. So, anyways, it's got some severe weather, wouldn't you know it?
Welcome to Oklahoma. It's as bipolar as it gets.
Yeah, it is. It is very bipolar. All right, I guess we're done. There's the music. And we're done.
We are.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. If anybody out there, more kids. I don't know if I get all these kids at OYE. I don't know them
all. There's a lot of them.
And I have people that send it to me. If you got something going on out there in the listening area, and you want one of your kids, grandkids, you want me to talk about, don't be bashful. Message it to me on Facebook, and I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.